Have you ever heard a song that grabs you instantly, speaking directly to your experiences and losses, especially those that you've struggled to put into words? Today's guests, Bronson and Cody from the band The Filthy Heathens, created just that with their song Cyril. It's inspired by the memory of a close friend lost to suicide. Cyril confronts a reality of PTSD, the heavy weight many veterans carry quietly, and the critical importance of looking out for one another. Make sure you stay through to the end of this episode, though, because I'll be sharing the full version of Cyril to close out the show. Before we begin, though, I want to take a moment to raise awareness for something deeply important to our community, the Global War on Terrorism Memorial Foundation. This organization is working to build a permanent national memorial in Washington, D.C. to honor the service members, families, and civilians who are impacted by the global war on terrorism. This memorial serves as both a tribute to those who served and a way to ensure their sacrifices are recognized and remembered for generations to come. If you want to learn more or find out how you can support the mission, visit GWATMemorialFoundation.org. Now let's jump into today's conversation. Bronson, Cody, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here. Want to chat a little bit more about the work that you guys are doing, the music that you guys are creating with the Filthy Heathens. But before we do, just welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us, brother.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, a little bit about the background, kind of the type of music that you guys are creating, and you know what it is that you hope to accomplish with the music.
We're based out of Southern Ohio, and we kind of fall into the Southern rock category. Just that's the easiest place to home it, but it's kind of a unique thing. The Southern rock people seem to like it, you know, real good, but it's, you know, we've got influence from everything from bluegrass to heavy metal. And so it just kind of falls somewhere in between there. And so that's, we say Southern rock cause that seems to be the catch all for it all.
Sure. Sure. And it's I've listened to some of the music already. Obviously I haven't listened to everything you guys have done, but I've listened to some of it and it's pretty powerful, pretty strong messaging. Tell us about the song. Well, actually, let's take a step back. There's a song titled Cyril, and it's about somebody. And you know, tell us a little bit about Cyril and you know who that was and how that influenced the creation of the song.
Yeah.
Oh, Cyril. I apologize for the mispronunciation of that.
No worries. Yeah, Cyril was a good friend of mine, one of them do anything in the world for you kind of guys. You know, we rowdy ass together a lot, you know, got into mischief, if you will. And sure. We had a lot of good times together, and just one of my best friends. And he was a combat veteran himself, that struggled with PTSD, and he ended up taking his own life in 2015. And yeah, that's kind of the birth of the song that we're putting out on May 23rd. So,
yeah, and you know, some of the lyrics were pretty powerful as I was listening to it. Like, just kind of, you know, I can't obviously relate exactly to what he was going through and what, you know, the song, but the song lyrics kind of painted a picture. And I think anyone who has served in combat, anyone who's struggle with PTSD, anyone who's known anybody in those positions could probably relate to a lot of the lyrics that were in this song. Is that kind of what you guys were hoping for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and not only just, you know, as a veteran, but people around our veterans, that, you know, to give them a reminder to, you know, call and check on your folks and, you know, ask mm-hmm. them how they're doing, ask them how they're actually doing. You know, Cody can attest to, I mean, veterans, man, they're strong, you know, and they don't like to put themselves first, but, you know, they're also hurting as well. And this was a way for me to kind of put a put a message out there to the people around them to, you know, keep an eye on them and be there for them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, so Cody, you know, as Bronson was just talking about, you know, like you probably could relate to a lot of this, you know, how is, you know, your experiences and everything, how has that impacted you and, the type of music that you want to create, the type of messaging that you want to get out there?
Yeah. So first of all, when it comes to the song Cyril and how Bronson, I mean, it just goes to show, first of all, how well of a songwriter Bronson is, but as a group, you know, it's, that song was so well written for somebody that didn't experience the actual going overseas and deploying and stuff, but living it through Cyril and hearing his stories, I'm sure, and just being around him. I mean, he got it so right. I mean, that song is just perfect. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was sitting on a couch in his garage and drinking some beer, and he played it, and I was like, dude, this is the most perfect song written about this, you know, a veteran suicide and PTSD and all that. So yeah, when it comes to my experiences with like writing music like this and stuff, a lot of veterans like to keep things inside, mm-hmm. and talking about it is kind of hard for a lot of people, but music has definitely been my route of healing and fixing things, I guess. I mean, you're never going to forget about it. It's always going to be a part of your life, but for a way to release that, and music has been my outlet.
Yeah, that, for, that music is therapy. Yeah,
it is. It is. It's therapy not only for the listener of the music, but also for the songwriters, the musicians who are right. putting the music together. You know, it could be therapeutic for them as well. Hearing this message getting out, hitting all those notes right at the right time, and you know, it's you know, when everything just goes just so and it's just right, man, that's it's just a good feeling.
It's great. It's great to see a bunch of big bad bearded biker men in a bar start crying over a song, you know.
it's touching stuff.
Yeah,
it is, you know? Yeah. And, you know, it's not just music either. You know, I've talked to other artists in other mediums, you know, whether it's sculpting or painting or you name it, like any number of different things. And like you were saying, Cody, that it's not an easy thing necessarily to talk about, but if you can get it out there in a way that's relatable to an audience.
Right, for sure.
You know, that generates a conversation. Maybe people start talking about it, and then maybe that helps you open up and start talking about it yourself. You know, you're singing a song or, you know, playing the music, playing the notes, all that kind of stuff. It may not necessarily be about your experience directly, but it sparks that conversation.
100%.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst other people. Like,
yeah.
And I know for sure when I listened to the song, like, there were certain parts of the song where I'm just like, man, that really hit. And I totally understand where someone like the person that you're talking about in this song, where that person's coming from. And it's hard. It's hard to communicate that, but you guys did it in such a beautiful way that I'm really excited for this song to come out and for people to start listening to it. And
so are we.
By the time this episode comes out, the song will already be out, so folks can definitely go and check it out, and we'll have
go check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all the links, all the platforms where they can get it will be in the show notes, so they can definitely find the song. But you know, this topic, you know, we're talking about here, veteran suicide, that's a challenging topic because there's so many things that go through somebody's mind before they get to that point. You know,
right.
Bronson, I think you were just saying a few seconds ago that, you know, they're strong and they don't want to be a burden to other people. And when they start feeling like maybe they are a burden, well, sometimes that devil on their shoulder is just whispering those things in their ear that's saying, hey, you know, maybe you're better off just not being here. And, you know, that couldn't be further from the truth, but gosh, it happens so many times over and over, day after day throughout this country. And it's just, it's too much, right?
Right. And that's what I say, because we try to play it every night. If I've got a microphone and a crowd of people. I'm trying to spread this message because, I mean, to me, it's a pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's 22 veterans a day that are taking their life every day. I mean, that adds up.
Sure.
And, you know, if we can put something out like this that reminds one person, man, I ought to call and check on my cousin. You know what I mean? And that gets that little devil off their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a powerful thing. And we really are trying to bring awareness to that every time we go out. And we kind of play a rowdy, loud rock and roll show. And, you know, when we strip it down and go acoustic and play this, it quiets that room down, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden everybody's listening and they're hearing those words and they're hearing the power in those words. And they're thinking about the fact that, you know, this is somebody's child.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody's mom or dad. You know, this is somebody's brother or sister. And in my case, somebody's best friend. And Cody's been through this with many of his brothers as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just trying to get it out there that, you know, this is going on for real.
You know, I remember years ago, my brother, he also was in the Army, and we got tickets to a Toby Keith concert. So we went to
go see
Toby Keith.
Rest in peace, a legend.
I know, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, my brother, though, he wasn't a huge country music fan. He was into other kind of music and stuff. But, you know, we had tickets, and so he's like, what the hell, we'll go. And so, so we went, and towards the end of the show, he played American Soldier. And my brother was in tears.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and here he was this, you know, big kind of rough and tough kind of guy. Like he played hockey,
yeah.
Like he would whoop some ass on the ice. Like he could handle himself. Like he deployed to Iraq at that point, and you know, he had seen some stuff. That song just moved him to tears. And so it, like, music is powerful. It is super, super powerful. And anyone
yes.
says otherwise is,
well,
you know,
even in just that, you know, it's like the words thing. I mean, the words, yeah. of that song, it brought a hardened veteran to tears. You know, it's like we see some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But when you hear something and like a song, or for example, if a buddy calls you, like Bronson says, like, you all right? We don't really get those phone calls all the time.
No.
So when you do it, that could be the words that person needed to hear at that moment.
That's right.
Are you all right? Are you really all right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not always actions, it's just words. And
that's right.
I mean,
that's a great point too, because, you know, the words of the lyrics from the song were
absolutely.
The thing that, it wasn't necessarily the guitar and the drums and the, you know, all the things
yeah.
in the background. It was the words that were moving, you know, in my brother's case, right?
Yeah.
But again, to your point, if you pick up that phone and you call, you know, a friend or, you know, somebody and say, hey, how you doing? Just checking in, you know, making sure that you're okay. You know, what's going on with you? You know, that could be enough to be like, you know, actually someone actually gives a shit about me. You know, you know, all hopeless here, you know.
When Toby Keith kind of hit the other side of that, man, it's like everybody, like when Toby Keith says, we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way, it's like every red-blooded American's like, I could ride a bald eagle to the top of the Statue of Liberty right now. You kidding me? And it's just like, that's like very, yes.
Yeah.
But,
that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
It's definitely, I mean, it's definitely different messaging, but the same kind of, you know, feel good about, you know, patriotism.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think when that song came out, that was what we needed in this country. We had gotten,
sure.
gotten a big, you know, boot in our ass, and we got knocked down pretty hard, and we needed to get up and dust ourselves off and go with some ass. And that's
absolutely.
What we did, you know, and we did, we were able to, you know, kind of dust ourselves off and take the fight over there so that the fight wasn't over here anymore. And that's
for sure.
something for any veteran who fought during that time period, who might be, you know, disappointed at the outcome of, you know, how we left Afghanistan and, you know, all these things. Like, we took the fight over there so that the fight wasn't over here on our
sure.
streets, Main 100%. Street USA, right? So,
right.
God, you know, that's something you could be proud of. You know, no matter what politicians do or don't do or whatever, hell with that. Like, you did your job. You kept the fight You brought the fight to the enemy, and that's what matters, right? And so, again, that's just messaging too. You know, people need to hear these things, right?
Well, that's what I always say, is like, this isn't a political song by any means. No, you know,
absolutely not.
You know, Cody's one of my best friends in the world now. You know what I mean? And it's like, this guy had boots on the ground over there, and there's nothing. That's not politics involved in that. That is just, you know, supporting your people. And I always say, you know, that's the most selfless thing you can do, is go over there and risk it all to provide protection for millions of people you don't even know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what guys like Cody was doing. So, I mean, we owe all of them a lot of gratitude.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, Cody, you probably could attest to this too, but, you know, when you're deployed over there, in your platoon or whatever element that you had, you probably had Democrats and Republicans, you probably had blacks and whites and Asian and Hispanic and all the different masses of people that make up America, and all in one small group. But when bullets started flying, it didn't matter. None of that stuff mattered.
You know, it's what we always said, it's not black or white or all that. You're all green.
You're all green, right?
You know? You're all green. So, yeah, and I mean, you know, you make some lifelong friendships. I come from a small town where we don't really have a mix of people.
Yeah.
And I didn't really meet, like, a different culture until I joined the Army, and it's like, holy crap. I never met nobody from Minnesota before, and when I went to basic training, this guy's like, I'm from Minnesota. I'm like, first time meeting somebody from, outside of Ohio or Indiana or something like that, so...
Like, I thought y'all was all Eskimos up there.
They kind of are, but...
Yeah.
Rocky actually, that's one thing that stuck in my mind as well, is Rocky actually told me, Cyril, we all called him Rocky, he told me that one time. He's like, man, because we was just looking at old pictures and stuff. He was showing me pictures from being overseas, and he's like, man, over there, he's like, it's just, you've got brothers, all your differences are put aside. He's like, when you're in the fight, he's like, you got to be able to count on everybody around you.
Yep.
And he said, there's no race over there. There's no background differences. He said, it's just all your brothers. And I actually, after Rocky passed away, I actually wrote another song. It was called My Little Brother. It was kind of a story about that, where, it was a white guy and a black guy, and they were, became good friends. And it was like, my little brother don't look like me. And, it's just,
that's right.
And because that just always stuck out to me, that it's like, this is how the world should work, is how it works there, where it's like, man, you just rely on the man next to you or the woman next to you, regardless of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. And, my experiences are the same. I mean, when I was in Afghanistan, one of my good friends, like, we were like opposites as far as our personalities. Like, he was a little more hot-headed. I was kind of a little more cool and even and stuff like that. Somehow the two of us, like yin and yang, we kind of like came together and we kind of balanced each other out. And some of his hot-headedness rubbed off on me, and some of my coolness rubbed off on him, and we kind of like leveled each other out a little bit, and we helped each other out in that respect, because I needed a little more aggressive hot-headedness than what I was bringing to the table, especially in a combat zone. And so I attribute that to him and his outlook on life and how he brought things to the table. So it was it was just a great experience, but you're right. I think that's what we should do, is we should be looking at each other and helping each other out, balance each other out, and where you might be weak, I might be strong, and let's see how I can help you. And then, you might be strong in an area that I'm weak in, and then, vice versa, we can help each other out. But, going back to the music, this is obviously an area that you guys are strong in. I'm not very musically inclined. My kids are. I don't know where they get it from, but my wife is. My wife's also very musically inclined, so I do know where they get it from. They get it from her, but it's not coming from me. I did play instruments when I was younger, but not well. So
I just take credit for it. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to take any credit for it. It's all my wife. I'm going to give it all to her, and she's amazing with them too, as far as the music goes. But they've taken it to a whole nother level. They're writing songs and they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff, and it's amazing to see them growing like that. But You know, as a matter of fact, some of the when you listen to this episode, if you go back and listen to the beginning, the intro music my son wrote for me, and
really,
and, yeah,
that's awesome. How old is
he? So he's 15.
Wow, that is cool.
So
got his first cut.
He does, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he got his first gig, you know, paying gig and everything. I even paid him.
No,
so, yeah. You know, it was you know, just awesome that they're able to do that. But, you know, you guys are able to do this and you're sending a message out there, you know, and I think, you know, whether it's, you know, suicidal thoughts or PTSD, transition from the military into civilian life, this music is there to kind of help and heal people. You know, I remember, like, as a kid, I would be listening to certain albums or certain type of music that was, you know, popular at the time when I was younger. And now I hear some of those songs, and that song will take me back to being a teenager, listening to, you know, whatever album it was, you know. And so music is super powerful, and you can tie it to memories, emotions, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you can do that, then it can also be used to help heal people too, I think, right?
Sure, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, outside of the songs that we were just talking about here, are there any other, you know, projects or songs in the works that kind of address any similar issues that are affecting the veteran community, you know, outside of, you know, kind of what we were already talking about? Or is this kind of like, you know, this is like the main focus right now?
Yeah, we don't, like, as of right now, the music that we have already written that's going to be on either this EP coming out or a future record that we do have in the plans pretty soon. Nothing yet, but again, we're always writing.
Yeah.
We're always, I mean, this is a part of our life, you know, like just the veteran thing and all that will always be a part of our life. It's not like a one song and done type thing. Like,
sure.
So that's not to say that there might not be one or two or, you know, yeah. Who knows?
And I totally was not asking that question because I thought, like, hey, this isn't enough or anything. Because this is totally,
right.
Like, this is super, like, an important thing that you're doing. It's just, well, I want to have you guys on the show and kind of highlight it and let people know about it. Because you gotta get this out there. And just like, you know, a lot of the other things that I do on this show, it's raising awareness of the things that folks just may not be aware of. You know, whether it's a nonprofit or it's, you know, just sharing somebody's story who might have gone through hell and came out the other side okay. And, you know, that could just be enough to give somebody hope. And so when, you know, you hear this, how you're using music to not only help those other folks, but also help yourselves. I think that kind of provides a little bit of motivation maybe for someone who, you know, maybe haven't picked up the guitar in a few years and, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Man, pick it up, start playing it. It could be helpful, right?
Well, like Cody said, we, you know, we write based off of life experience and stuff. And, you know, this is something that we've lived through, me losing a buddy and, you know, Cody obviously serving. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, topics like this didn't make their way into or writing more. Like I was saying earlier, there's another song that I wrote that was kind of veteran driven.
Yeah.
That I've never released or anything, but, you know, we have this stuff in our minds a lot. So I'm sure it'll make its way into other songs and other kind of storytelling ventures. And
yeah,
sure. And this topic is something that's obviously with the topic of my podcast, this is obviously something that's on top of my mind. And
sure.
when I hear folks like you guys who are putting out music or doing something different, something that, you know, maybe isn't done all the time,
right,
that other people might get some benefit from by hearing the music or, you know, seeing the artwork or doing the outdoor challenge or, you know, whatever it is that we can talk about on this show that just helps raise awareness of these other things that are out there for people to help them heal, help them move forward. And literally, this is where the name of the show comes from, just to drive on. Yeah, you might be going through some suck right now, but drive on. Tomorrow could be a better
that.
Day.
Oh, yeah. Know? I love it.
And that's really the whole gist of it. I mean, and if we, just like you were talking about, if we can help each other out, just like we did in combat, like, it didn't matter. You were all green. You know, let's, yeah, you know, sure, maybe we change it. Now we're back on the civilian side. We're all red, white, and blue right now. Let's just look at it that we're all Americans. We're all, yeah, here. If we can help each other out and propel each other forward, whether you're a civilian, whether you're a veteran, whether you're still serving, doesn't matter. If we can help lift each other up and do better things, greater things with the resources we have available to us, I mean, gosh, we are unstoppable.
You know, there's many outlets that you can, you know, I mean, you could just Google any sort of veteran help.
Yeah.
You know, but we are glad that this song is, I mean, we've already experienced it. I mean, you know, it's like a couple weekends ago, we played down in Kentucky and there was a veteran sitting right in front of us and it was a small venue, had nowhere to go. So,
yeah.
And, man, I told him, cause usually Bronson does Cyril alone acoustically, and because we just came from, I mean, we're a Southern rock band, you know, we're loud guitars, loud amps, drums, we're jumping all over the place doing everything, and Sorrow was like that one song where the band just kind of steps away and then Bronson sings the song, mm-hmm, and gets the point across. And as I was walking off stage, I saw that veteran, I was like, you might want to grab a tissue for this one. And so I walked off stage, and then after he gets done playing, we come back up, and then we finish the night with a bunch of more upbeat, crazy rock and roll songs. And he was like, you weren't lying, dude. He's like, I felt every word in that song. And I was like, dude, it's every show. Every time we play the song, which we try, yeah, to do it every show. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, we want to be that outlet. You know, it's like, my buddies, they listen to this type of music. So hopefully other veterans also like our type of music and,
yeah,
find a place.
Most of our show is more about, you know, enjoying the show. It's more, you know, it's not that heavy.
Sure.
You know, we're rocking out. I mean, it's visual, like Cody said. We're jumping all over the place. We're having a good time. And, you know, it's more upbeat. It's more fun. It's kind of a, you know, set your phone down, forget about what's going on in the world, and just enjoy being here in this moment kind of deal. But, yeah, we definitely do. We strip it down for that one moment. Just, you know, it's a serious subject, and it's something that we want to drive the point home on. So,
absolutely.
But outside of that, yeah, I mean, the rest of the shows, it's a whole lot of fun.
Well, and that's important too, because like you said, setting the phone down, forget about what's going on in the world, forget about what's, you know, the crazy stuff going on in the news or whatever is happening to be happening today, because you can get lost in that 1,000 different ways and be anxious about what's going on in the world and, you know, depressed that it didn't go a different way. You can have all sorts of kind of things, but when you can just set your phone down, forget about all that stuff and just be in the moment, listen to some good music and have some fun, let your guard down a little bit. There's some healing power in that too. So, you know, everything you guys are doing, I think is along the right track, you know, and I definitely encourage folks, you know, if you're not torn out in, you know, an area where people can easily get in touch with you or, you know, see you in person, you know, definitely check out the music and listen to it, you know.
Come see us live if you can. We're in 17 states this year. We're going to be all over the country. And like I said, usually we're a lot of fun. So, I mean, we don't take for granted that people are paying their hard-earned money to come see us. You know, when we get up there and plug in, when we hit that first note, we're 130%. You know, we're trying to make sure that if we're having this much fun, we're making sure y'all are having this much fun.
We're
as
nice
well.
Knees afterwards in the back of the van. And
man, hey, we played over the weekend and the stage was real like springy.
Okay.
And man, we woke up the next day and we're all like, why are our knees hurting? I'm like, my knees never hurt. And it's that springy stage, man. It was like every time you stepped, it like sent like a shockwave back up into your leg.
Oh, really? Wow.
But yeah.
But you still put on the show. You still enjoyed it. The crowd had a good time. You know.
You throw a couple of Miller Lights in you, and all of a sudden, them knees are fine. You don't
feel any kind of pain at that point.
Yeah, you get about 3 hours removed from it, though. All of a sudden, it's like, boy, them tightened up.
Then it's ibuprofen for breakfast.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, change your socks. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Drink water, drive on.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to give you guys a chance. I know we talked a little bit about the music and you know, all that kind of stuff. Where can people go to find out more about you guys as a band? You know, any resources that you guys have available, or, you know, websites, that type of thing?
We've got all the socials. We've got a website. It's thefilthyheathens.com. And we've got a Bands in Town where you can go and see where we're playing. You can go and request a show in your area.
Excellent.
And, you know, like I said, any social media that you use, we have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Try not to be hard to find.
Yeah.
We want to be found.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah. So yeah, I will definitely direct those links on the show notes for people so that they can get in touch with you guys, find out where you're going to be, if you're going to be in their area, or like you said, request for you guys to come out to that area. And that's a cool feature to have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're not in my area, well, damn it, you're gonna be.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we've been kind of grouped up here for about a year, and obviously we've all been doing music stuff before that. We've all taken it very seriously. I mean, but as a group of us here, we've been together for about a year, and that's what we're doing right now, is just going into new areas and building. You know, and we're kind of in a weird spot now because we've been to a couple places a couple of times, mm-hmm. and you go there and it's like, well, this place is packed. And then you go to a place that's brand new and it's like, yeah, there's 40 people here. And, but then the next time you go there, it's like, you'll have double the amount of people, you know, like I was saying, you know, we give it our all, whether there's 10 people or there's 10,000, and you know, that's all you can do is give them a good show. And you know, the 10 people that was there, next time you're in town, they're gonna tell everyone they know, hey, you got to see this was fun. And and so that's kind of where we're at right now, is just going into new areas. So there's really nothing too big or too small for us to sneak into.
That's
so
excellent.
You can request us in your backyard if you want to. I don't know if we'll show up, but you can send in the request. Yeah.
Well, if we got enough friends, we might make it worth your while.
Chip in.
Yeah, everyone chip in, and we'll get you out here. But you guys, you know, based on the messaging here that we're talking about, you guys are putting in that 130%. You know, not just in making it fun, but also making it impactful, making it important. The fun is a huge piece of it. You got to have some fun.
Sure.
If you're not having fun, you're not going to keep doing it, right? You're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to keep going. And the people aren't going to keep coming to the shows, not watching it, and not listening to the music on, you know, whatever streaming platform that they might be listening on. They're not going to listen to it if it's not enjoyable, obviously, right? But when...
I don't.
Exactly. No, I mean, nobody will, right? And for if it's not good, it's I'm hitting next. I'm skipping.
Yeah,
and I'm on to the next thing. But... you know, when you're pouring your heart and soul into the music like this, it shows. And, you know, just from this conversation here, I mean, obviously I've listened to some of the music already, so I kind of have a little bias because I like it and it's good stuff. And I encourage people, again, go check this stuff out. But, you know, after hearing you guys, I can hear the passion just coming out of you guys and your voice and your stories and your attitude about this. And
thank you.
I mean, if we can help even just one person, whether they're in the audience or they're sitting at home listening to it on their, you know, on their computer, on their phone, whatever. Hey, man, that's a job well done, as far as I'm concerned. And so, you know, I'm sure you guys are helping a hell of a lot more than one person. So I do want to thank you all for what you guys are doing. It's really meaningful, really impactful. And like I said, I wanted to help shine a light on what you guys are doing to, you know, help out as many people as we can, because this is enough's enough at this point. You know, we got
to. Yeah. Well, we thank you for giving us a platform to also spread the word as well.
Yeah.
You bet. Go ahead.
Yeah. And just to piggyback off what you were saying there about, you know, if we're helping one person at least, but I mean, just to reiterate, you know, after something like this happens, I mean, it there's a lot of people hurt, and you know, just to let you know, like, you're loved by a lot of people, and a lot of people want you here, And, you know, if you're struggling with something, you know, it's no shame in reaching out, you know, to get help. So just to drive that home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think too many people try to just go it alone. I mean, and
yeah, they do.
And that's not an easy thing to do. And then when that burden gets to be too much for any one person to carry, that's when you start seeing people go the wrong direction. And you're absolutely right. Reach out, you know, ask for help.
The scary thing is a lot of these guys don't know when it's too much, the burden is too much until it's too late.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure. Reach out.
My buddy Rocky, man, he was like the happiest guy I knew. And I always say I talk to the crowd before I play Cyril. And I tell them, you know, there's not a lot of warning signs with this stuff, you know. My buddy Rocky come visit me in Nashville. We went out drinking, had a good time. He went up to Ohio, hung out with some friends up there, and had a good time. And, you know, it's like everything was fine. And, you know, then he went back home to California. And, you know, it wasn't long after that. And it's like, man, everything was just fine. Yeah. Like, what? So it's
that is a very common trend in that type of stuff, you know.
I've heard that story before too.
Yeah,
that's just not. I mean, you know, and you can't carry it for forever. And Cody, like you were saying, sometimes we just don't know when it's been too long, or that we've been carried too much. I mean, because we're conditioned. Just keep going, man. This sucks, but just keep going. The ruck march that you're on with the heavy pack and the long distance, your feet are burning, your legs and your knees and your hips and your back and everything is hurting, but you're told just to keep going. And so, why the hell wouldn't you just keep going when you're mentally hurting, or your marriage is falling apart, or your whole life seems like it's falling apart? Why wouldn't you just keep going? Because that's what you've been trained to do. Why would you stop?
Well, you know, like
a
ruck march, you know, you have, there's an end point to that.
Right.
But in this life, you know, you just go, you go and you go and you go and you go. And that's, I mean, it's a good thing to think about too. It's like, man, you don't know until it's too late. And that's why it's hard to see the signs. Cause just like you were saying, like my buddies did the same thing, man. I mean, they were having a great time. We were talking about family stuff and we was out road tripping and stuff. And then the next day, and you're like, what the hell, dude? Like, I literally just talked to you last night and you was fine.
Yeah.
Or what I thought you were fine, but you didn't ask the question. So,
yeah. Well, you guys are doing some great work. The music is incredible. Folks, definitely go check it out. Check those links in the show notes. Go see them in concert. Go get the music, you know, wherever it's streaming, get that music and really sit there and listen to it a few times, as a matter of fact. Listen to it on repeat if you have to. But let that music sink in. I really do enjoy that type of music. So, you know, guys, I again, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. And I'm glad to help spread the word. So thanks for coming on.
We appreciate you for having us. For real.
Thank you for helping spread the word as well.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime.
It's good to be back home and get back to my old life. But a part of me still longs to be with my brothers in the fight. So if you could spare your judgments, I ain't proud of all I did. No one wins the fights against a bomb strapped to a kid. Everything here feels so different. Still ain't found where I fit in. And depending who you ask, they'll say I'm a hero or condemned. Guess a war can do that to you, so maybe I'm I'm the one who's changed. From the rifle cracks, the night attacks, and the chilling sound of pain. So don't be mad at me, I tried. Drink a beer for me, don't cry. Hold your loved ones close tonight and speak of empathy. See, all the medals don't mean half as much as what I left in Iraq. Just 'cause I came home don't mean I made it back. Climb a ladder to the rafters of this garage I never cleaned. And I take one last look around before I set me free. And I pray Jesus forgives me for a life that got off track. And knows just 'cause I came home don't mean I made it back. So don't be mad at me, I tried. Drink a beer for me, don't cry. Hold your loved ones close tonight and speak of empathy. See, all the medals don't mean half as much as what I lost in a wreck. Just 'cause I came home.